Questions?
What's one of the biggest things you're looking at these first couple of days with just the rookies and the quarterback and the selected veterans?
Yeah, first of all, it's a great 3 days to get acclimated, number one, to the schedule. It's great for the coaches to kind of get back into the swing of football and thinking football before we get the rest of the team in here. And then I think, thirdly, just getting the quarterbacks in here and getting their arms loose and kind of getting into a full lather before they really get cranked up, you know, Friday, Saturday, and the rest of camp. Well, you know, obviously the information, all the information wasn't in yet, so I wasn't going to, at the time, I wasn't going to answer or speculate. I'm still not going to comment too much on it. I just know this, that, you know, everybody, we all make mistakes. We learn from them. We move on. And we just look forward to him getting to camp and getting ready to go.
What's your message to him concerning his mistake?
He and I will speak privately when he gets here. I'll leave it
so
at that. I have not talked to him. I didn't feel it was necessary to speak to him at that time.
What were your thoughts on Isaac Samuel's progress after missing all the camps?
Great. I thought he came out here. He's a great frame of mind. He was in shape, ready to go. He's so smart and intelligent. One thing, I give Coach Stoutland a lot of credit for spending time with him, you know, this offseason, Skyping with him during the, you know, regulated hours that he could talk with him and did a great job and caught him up, and he looked good today.
Doug, have you decided yet how you're going to divide your quarterback reps throughout training camp?
Yeah, well, I'm not officially there yet. I do know this, that, you know, your first two preseason games, typically your starters don't play a ton. You know, you're trying to save them for that third game and then get them ready for the regular season. So, you know, we will focus on the twos and threes probably a little bit more early in camp, probably give them the bulk of the reps, and then ramp the guys up. Who we think are going to be the starters opening day. We'll get them more reps towards the end of camp.
Doug, after so many years in the league as a player and as an assistant, what was it like for you, the first training camp practice running as an head coach?
Oh, it was great. I was excited. I couldn't sleep last night. The storm woke me up extremely early this morning. But, you know, just my thoughts on that are I've been through this so many times. You know, 14 years as a player. This is my eighth, you know, as a coach. 22 years doing this and you know, it never gets dull. It's always exciting. First day is always exciting. I'm always, you know, now I'm ready for the vets to get in here and get going. Almost like a little kid, you know. Just love being around the guys, being out on the grass and playing some ball.
You just said who will be the starter opening day. Left it kind of open-ended there. Who will be the starter?
Well, I mean, I said all along, Sam's the guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to get through four games and a lot of preseason, and going into September 11th, you know, Sam's the guy, and I'll stick to that as we go. Chase is our number two, and Carson's number three.
How difficult do you think it will be to have Carson Wentz basically redshirted for his entire rookie year?
Well, we don't know it'll be his entire rookie year. We can't speculate that far out, but going into the season, there's a good chance it starts that way.
Doug,
is there more?
Doug, in 99, it seemed that Andy had a plan of getting Donovan on the field earlier, even sporadically. Do you have a sense of thinking in those terms with Carson, or is it really more down the line throughout the course of the season that would open up based on record, performance, injury, division record, everything?
For me, it's more down the line. I'm very comfortable with Sam, very comfortable with Chase. A little different scenario than we had in 1999. You know, Donovan really came in as the number two. Different scenario this year. So, you know, right now we're just going to get Carson as many reps as we can, get him caught up, get him to where he needs to be. I'm very comfortable with and excited where Sam left OTAs, where he came in this year right now. Chase is a solid two. So, you know, we're just have to wait and see what happens down the road.
How much of your experience that year in 99 when Donovan was the two, did you factor into your decision of making Wentz the three? Did you look back on that at all?
No, I didn't, because it's a different situation, because we had Sam and Chase already here. They're totally different. You know, so I didn't really factor much into that.
Anything stand out about Carson having a chance to reconnect with him today?
Just the fact that he came in ready to go. I mean, you just love everything about this kid, his energy, his work ethic. You know, it's just little things now, detail things in his footwork, in his drop, progressions, where his eyes. Those are the things that in the National Football League from a quarterback standpoint really become very important on game day, and those are the things we got to continue to work with him now throughout camp.
How far along are Ja'Cory Shepherd and Nolan Carroll in their rehab? Are they 100%?
Good, yeah, they're clear. They're ready to go. You know, that's why they're in this rookie camp now, because they didn't do anything in OTA, so we had a chance now to bring them in early, get them some work these 3 days, and then get them ready for camp.
So what do you think of that, the cornerback position? You had said that Leotis and Kelvin seemed like he was a guy that stood out in the spring, but what do you make of the rest of the guys?
Well, I think again, there's great depth there. I think with the addition of Jalen Mills brings some good competition there. You know, you got Ron Brooks sitting over there. You know, Nolan's coming off the injury. I expect him to fully, compete at that spot. So it's going to be a position that we continue to look at. You know, continue to evaluate throughout camp, and it's exciting to have so many guys at one position that you can really evaluate and make those roster moves. You know, and then you got combinations, whether you're nickel, you're dime, you know. All of Schwartz's packages and everything. So, as we go, we'll continue to evaluate it, but excited that we have depth at that position.
How much affected the event across the street at having you guys this week? Was it just a preparation thing, knowing what you would have to do that might be out of the ordinary?
Yeah, nothing. It was flawless. You know, Don Smolinski did a great job organizing it. Dom DeCiandro did a great job with the Philly PD and the FBI and everybody that's involved. And it's the transition has been flawless, they're working with us, we're working with them, and it's just part of it, and you just roll with it.
How much of an uphill battle does Isaac have coming back after missing all the OTAs?
Well, a little bit. He's just not around the guys. He's not hearing the calls from center. Chance of getting those live reps obviously might set you back a little bit, but. He's such a hard worker. He's smart. The time spent with Coach Stoutland in the off season has proved itself even today. Coming back, it's almost like he's gone through a whole off season of the information. I don't have any issues with Isaac.
You can see it today that it looked like.
Yeah, he's sharp. He picked up where he left off back in rookie camp.
Donovan Clowney, the other two guys you missed, Eric Rowe, who started off last year.
Yeah.
What kind of spring did he have?
He had a good spring. He's another one that's in the mix. Again, he's part of that depth that we have there. Looking forward to seeing him in when we put the pads on. Part of playing corner too is how well and how physical they can be when you put the pads on and tackling and all that. And he's a big kid that look forward to seeing his progress now this camp.
How about Sam Bradford? What were the emotions like for you heading into this morning, when you woke up this morning, your first ever Eagles training camp as head coach?
Yeah, I had a hard time sleeping last night. We left here, doing the meetings last night, and just anxious to get here, excited to be here, and wanted to be here extremely early. But it's one of those deals too, where you just got to pace yourself. It's a long camp; you take it day by day. I was excited to pull into work this morning and know that this was going to be the first one, and get a chance to work with these guys, and for the next 3 days to really kind of get back into football mode, mentally and physically, and was really excited for this morning.
When will Sam Bradford come back?
Saturday will be the first day. Saturday morning. Yeah, because you have with the league and everything, you got a little ramp up period there. So Saturday is the first day.
And you had said that the plan was probably going to be 3 days in pads, one out, and then three more days in pads.
That's correct.
That's still the
plan. Yep.
What about Sam Bradford coming back from the break and got married? You had a chance to talk to him. What's his setup?
Well, one thing I try to do during the break is not talk to many players. I let them have their time. They don't want to hear from me, nor do I want to hear from them. But, obviously welcomed him back, congratulated him. I'm excited for him. He left the spring playing extremely, extremely good football. And, he picked up today where he left off and just really looking forward to, these next couple of weeks and leading up to these games, to just watching him, unfold and play.
Doug, what do you think it'll need for Sam to have the fully healthy offseason to be able to come into camp ready to go?
I think it's huge. It's everything. I mean, I can remember, even in Kansas City with Eric Fisher, who was injury, and then had a full offseason healthy going into the season. It was a tremendous boost, mentally, physically, the whole thing. And I know that's, you know, I know that's where Sam's at. I know that's the mindset coming into this camp, is the fact that he had an entire offseason, could get stronger, get in the weight room, do all the things that the guys were doing. And it just gives you a boost of confidence going into the season.
First day of training camp for Carson Wentz, way back when you had your first day as a quarterback at training camp. What's some advice you gave him? What did you tell him you wanted to see from him?
Well, the one thing that's different now than when I was rookie is you got the whole OTA offseason period. You got 10 weeks where, you know, even back in the old days when I played, I mean, we just had little mini camps here and there. So him having gone through it now for 10 weeks and then coming back, just having him just relax, be himself, don't press. You know, we're still working on some things fundamentally with him, with his feet, with his eyes. And, you know, but he came back in the right frame of mind and just told him to go. You know, we're going to get him plenty of work, plenty of reps, not only during practice but after practice, and get him where he needs to be.
Doug, where do you want to see him at the end of the preseason? Carson, where do you want him at development for you for the start of the year?
You know, with all three quarterbacks, you really want him to be in a position to where if there's an injury or if somebody goes down, you plug him in and you don't have any worries. You're fully confident and comfortable in his ability to take over, because as backup quarterbacks, they need to be ready to go at an instant. And what I mean by that is they need to be starter ready. And so for Chase and Carson, and Chase has been through it, but for Carson, you want him to be starter ready come game time.
Do you worry about a young guy growing impatient with not being able to play? Like, it almost, if this becomes a redshirt year.
The quarterback position can be that way because there's only one, and there's only one football, and it can be tough. It can be tough. But one thing that Carson has going for him, he's very mature for who he is and where he's at and what he's coming into, even through the success of his college days, that he understands what's in front of him, and he understands there's a lot of work in front of him. And we, as coaches, have got to get him starter ready, you know, so that one day, whenever that is, he's the guy to take over. But right now, he's just working day by day, and we continue to, you know, watch and monitor his progress. But it is a tough situation for him.
Do you feel you're going to have to nurture Sam along daily in terms of constantly reminding him, don't worry about what they're saying on the outside looking in, just focus on you being our number one quarterback right now. Are you preparing yourself to do that on a daily basis with him?
You know, and this is a thing that myself and John DeFilippo and Frank Reich, we laid out a plan back in the offseason, and our plan was we were going to have to massage this, you know, a little bit, and we were going to have to make sure that all three guys understood their roles. And Carson fully understands where he's at, and he knows he's got to get better. I mean, he knows he's not there yet, and it's going to be a slow process, but, you know, we don't have much time.
What's the biggest thing that Roe has to show you to kind of climb towards the top of the depth chart?
I think just getting in there and the competition level with him. You know, he's learning a new defense. He's learning some new techniques this year from Coach Schwartz's D. And there were some hiccups in the road a little bit this offseason, and he was pulled back a little bit. But you just want to see that growth and that development with any player on your roster. But the chance to come out here and compete and put yourself in that position. You know, I've said this from day one, the competition is the best thing you got going for you. I give credit to Howie and his staff for bringing in the guys now that we can have that type of competition, and Eric's one of those guys that you want to see compete on a daily basis. Okay? Thanks, guys.